And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, November the 18th, 2014. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "If you wish in this world to advance, your merits you're bound to enhance. You must stir it and stump it and blow your own trumpet, or trust me, you haven't a chance." He wrote, "Life's a pudding full of plums, care's a canker that benumbs. Wherefore waste our elocution on impossible solution? Life's a pleasant institution, let's take it as it comes." W.S. Gilbert, William Schwenk Gilbert of Gilbert and Sullivan fame, born in London, 1836. It's the birthday of Margaret Atwood, born in Ottawa, Ontario, 1939. Her father was an entomologist, and so she grew up in the backwoods of northern Quebec. No roads, no plumbing, no electricity. She taught herself to read so she could read the comics in the paper. Went to the University of Toronto, then on to Harvard, came back to Canada, became a teacher in Toronto, and tried to fit in as a writer. She said, "I would dress in black. I learned to smoke cigarettes, though they gave me headaches and made me cough. I drank absinthe." She wrote poetry and a few novels, and then at the age of 32, she published a critical study of Canadian literature called Survival, in which she said that Canadian stories are likely to be stories not of who made it, but of people who made it back from some awful experience, from the snowstorm, the sinking ship, from the north, something that killed everyone else. It made her name in Canada, and then years later she wrote a novel about a dystopian future where the birth rate is declining and women called handmaids are kept as concubines by the elite. It was written in the prose style of Puritan Massachusetts, came out in 1985, The Handmaid's Tale. It was a big bestseller. Margaret Atwood, who said, "I've never understood why people consider youth a time of freedom and joy. It's probably because they have forgotten their own." And it was on this day, 1928, that Mickey Mouse came to life in Walt Disney's cartoon Steamboat Willie. Had its premiere in New York on this day at the Colony Theater, the first sound-synchronized cartoon. Here's a poem for today by Jeffrey Harrison entitled Adirondack Moosehead. The moose that once presided over games of Monopoly and Crazy Eights that loomed above us, goofy and majestic, into whose antlers we threw paper planes, still hangs over the great stone fireplace like the figurehead of a ship. All these years, he hasn't flicked an eyelash in response to anything we've done, and in that way resembles God, whom, as children, we imagined looking down but didn't know how to visualize. A moose over the altar would have been as good as anything, better than a cross, staring down on us with kind, dark eyes. That would have seemed at least to understand, his antlers like gigantic upturned hands ready to lift us off the ground or like enormous wings outspread for flight. Jeffrey Harrison's poem Adirondack Moosehead from Signs of Arrival, published by Copper Beach Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.